Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Nima Bischoff. You're listening to TV Confidential.
We'll close out the program with a clip from a conversation that originally aired in December 2017 with Jim Colucci. Jim Colucci, deputy editor for CBS's Watch magazine and the author of Golden Girls Forever, an unauthorized look behind the Lene, a comprehensive history of the Golden Girls, both in front of the camera and backstage. As we pick up the conversation, Jim is talking to Greg Ehrbar and me about how Betty White came to be cast as Rose on the Golden Girls after she had originally been cast as Blanche.
Greg, the most famous story was also how the famous role switch.
Yes.
Probably a lot of people know, but you might tell us that again.
I love that story because if you think about it, it makes so much sense that the parts would have been cast the other way. Betty White was coming off of her most well-known role, which was the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where she played Sue Ann Nivens, who was man-hungry. And Rue McClanahan was coming off of Maude, which is what she was best known for, where she played the second banana, and she was kind of mousy compared to Maude. And so it made sense that Rue would be Rose and Betty would be Blanche. And even the alliteration works. So that's the way they were cast originally. And really what happened was Betty got the part before Rue did. And when Rue got the script from her manager, she said, "Oh, this is great. I love this part of Blanche." And her manager said, "Oh, no, Betty's got that part. You're reading for Rose." And Rue said, "I don't think I want to be Rose. I don't know how to be Rose." And her manager said to her, "Well, you know, since Betty is Blanche, you either read for Rose or it's nothing." And Rue said to me that she, even when she opened the envelope with the script in it and saw the typeface that said the Golden Girls, she had a psychic feeling this is a hit. And then as she read it, she certainly thought so. So Rue didn't want to be left out. And she said, "All right, if it's Rose or nothing, I'll try being Rose." And so she did go in and get the part of Rose. And then really early on in the process, after I think she had technically already gotten the part of Rose. I don't think it was still up in the air. But she had a fateful meeting with the man who would direct the pilot of The Golden Girls, the pilot only, and he had worked with Betty on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Jay Sandrich. And Jay saw what Rue was doing with Rose and said to her, "You're an excellent actress," and I love this quote, "but I don't believe for one moment that you're innocent. So why don't you do something for me that's a little unorthodox, go down the hall and study the Blanche lines, and then come back and show me what you can do with that." And as I remember Rue saying, she was like, "Okay." You know, she was very excited to do that. So she did. She went down the hall, studied the Blanche lines, which she probably already had in her heart, and came back, and Jay was convinced, "Oh, you're Blanche." And then they had to break the news to Betty. And, you know, here Betty was kind of ostensibly, they didn't have B yet. So Betty was their big star, and now they had to tell the big star, "We're pulling a switcheroo on you, and we hope you're okay with it." And Betty was nervous about being Rose because she had never played that kind before, a kind of character. She hadn't played naive and wide-eyed and innocent and sometimes kind of stupid. And she wasn't sure how to do it. And she does credit Jake Sandrich with telling her how to do it, which is, she said, basically, he said, "You should never look like you know you're in on the joke. Just kind of empty out the wisdom out of your eyes." And she said that was kind of her key to doing it. So eventually, luckily for us, Betty acquiesced, and the roles officially were switched. And, I mean, I can't imagine it any other way.
You mentioned, okay, Rose was seen as stupid. I mean, I know you don't really mean it like that, because for a weekly show to work, I mean, there's no rooting interest in a quote-unquote stupid character. I mean, Rose kind of walked to the beat of her own drum like Gracie Allen. I mean, she kind of, there's a logic that may not have made sense to the rest of the world, but it made sense to Rose.
You know, I kind of do mean stupid. I do think you could be a stupid character and have the audience root for you if you're good-hearted.
Yeah.
And I do think that the original intent of Rose was that she'd be naive and, yes, walk to her own beat and not stupid. But I think the reason I use the word stupid is because as the series went on, the jokes really crossed the line into Rose's stupid, and I still enjoyed them. So I think there are moments where, yes, we want to say Rose is just naive, but there are moments where you watch the show and you say, okay, no, that's just stupid.
Well, I will acquiesce to you, Jim Colucci, because you're the author of Golden Girls Forever, and you know everything there is to know about the show.
Jim Colucci, author of Golden Girls Forever, on how Betty White came to be cast as Rose on The Golden Girls after she had originally been cast as Blanche. Betty White passed away Friday, December 31st at the age of 99. We will be putting together a full program-length tribute to Betty White for broadcast later in January. In the meantime, Ed Robertson, back with Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to the TV Confidential podcast. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing to the TV Confidential podcast, or better yet, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to our podcast. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.